Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel, and we are still here at the Rock and Pod Expo in Nashville. We've had some great guests, and the great guests are continuing, including a guy we've been sitting next to all day from the That Dandy Classic Music Hour podcast. We got Randy Hall. Randy,
lucky you, Mark.
Yeah.
Lucky you. Yeah, we are actually based here in the Nashville area. Cool. My buddy Dan and I'm Randy. Dan and Randy makes Dandy, and we talk about classic music for about an hour every week.
So
if it's good, we want to talk about it.
Right on. And we're going to talk all about your podcast, but first, where did you get Zima? You're drinking Zima. I haven't seen Zima since about 1995.
It's a limited edition.
Okay.
It's a limited release, kind of like Crystal Pepsi right now.
Yeah, I got to get one.
And when I saw that, I'm like, I wanted to see if it was as good as I remember.
Right.
It's fucking better, Mark.
Really?
Okay. I'm not afraid to tell you. It's better than I remember it. You throw a Jolly Rancher in there, you got a party.
Nice, nice. I like that. So, Randy, That Dandy Classic Music Hour, how long have you guys been around?
We debuted on April Fool's Day 2015. I guess that says something about us, that it came out on April Fool's Day.
Right.
But, you know, we talk about all kinds of stuff, everything from Guns N' Roses to Prince.
Okay.
To who would you guys like? Who would you consider, like, Slayer? Metallica? We got Metallica up on there.
You know, yeah, I love Slayer. I love Metallica. We embrace a lot of the 80s hard rock and heavy metal. You know,
we are going to be doing a show with Pods and Zods tonight talking about our top five favorite Kiss songs.
Oh,
so by the time you hear this, it'll be posted.
Kiss and Iron Maiden are my favorite bands. So let's talk about Kiss. We won't spoil that since you're doing top five songs, but what are some of your favorite Kiss albums?
If I had to pick one Kiss album, I'd go with Destroyer.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of, I'm from Detroit, so Detroit Rock City from there, it's a no-brainer. Plus, you got a lot of other great classics on there, like Flaming Youth.
Sweet Pain.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many great songs on that album.
I
actually like Creatures of the Night, very underrated.
Yes, absolutely.
How about you?
Well, you know, those are definitely two of my favorites. I have to say, the Kiss Alive to me was actually the record that kind of like changed my life.
That opened up the entire world to Kiss, really.
Yeah. And it's like it all kind of went from there. But if I had to pick one Kiss record as my all-time favorite, it's definitely Kiss Alive.
It's kind of like a best of to that point in a live setting where they excelled.
Yeah, and they took those songs that they did on those first three records, and they shot them up on steroids and made them big. You know, they were like, there was a just a new life given to those songs.
It was a common complaint that they could never recreate on album what they did in concert.
Right.
And that
right.
was as close as they could do
yes.
at the time.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I love that record to this day.
I was at the show where they did Shout It Out Loud at Tiger Stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, I was at that
96?
Show. Yeah, it was amazing.
The first reunion show tour?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was
wow.
amazing.
Wow.
I'd never seen Kiss before that.
Right.
That was a hell of an introduction.
Yeah, so. I can imagine. I can imagine.
It was an event.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way.
And are you a fan? You mentioned Creatures. What about other non original members albums?
If I get really into it, I like a lot of the 80s Kiss.
Yeah.
Because I'm 42.
Yeah.
And like I was introduced to them like in the mid 80s when they were like in their full on like Poison mode.
Right.
They
sure.
They did a lot of like Poison type stuff. Like
Animalize. Are you talking about?
Oh my God.
Asylum.
Yeah. Oh dude. Like my favorite. Like Turn on the Night. That's a great song.
I tell you what. Let's listen to that song right now. Turn on the Night by Kiss. We are hanging with Randy from That Dandy Classic Music Hour. John Astronomy just joined us, speaking of KISS.
Hey, man, I'm Randy, man. How you doing?
Great to see you.
Sorry, I can switch hands.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Cool. Nice. Here's a little KISS here on Talking Metal.
Turn on the Night by Kiss from Crazy Nights, one of my favorite time periods, and people are going to think that might be weird because of my Ace connection, but the truth is I really enjoyed Kiss at that time, and as a matter of fact, I was just outside hanging with Gary Corbett, who played keyboards on the Crazy Nights tour.
Holy shit.
And I couldn't believe it. Gary, he goes, John, you were like, what, 17, 18 when I met you? And I go, yeah. I go, I can't believe you remember that, but he did, and it was really cool. And, yeah, we were having a blast. It's such a cool thing to be here, and I love that you love that tune.
Oh, it's a great song. But, I mean, if you look at that entire 80s era, I know it gets a lot of pot shots taken at it.
Right.
But it's very accessible.
Yeah.
Like, if you have an open mind about that era of Kiss, I mean, they were just making good rock songs for people. I mean, you know, maybe Bon Jovi a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, they were biting off some stuff. But it was really easy to listen to and just a lot of fun.
Right. So. Right on. Cool. So what other hard rock heavy metal bands are in your favorites?
Metallica.
Oh, okay.
Dude. I mean, how could you front on Metallica's first four albums? Pick
one.
You can't.
Yeah. I mean, such amazing stuff. You know, I mean, to me, that Ride the Lightning and Master of Puppets, just perfect records and groundbreaking records. You know, when you go back, you know, I always hear people say, oh, well, Anthrax, Slayer, all these bands were doing that style of music at the same time, but it's not really true, factually, if you go back. Pre-Ride the Lightning, no one sounded like that. You know,
That was like even British heavy metal hinted at it, but it didn't quite get it.
Even though Master of Puppets was probably a better record, Ride the Lightning was more of a groundbreaking record, and that's, to me, what opened the gates. Suddenly Slayer sound different. Suddenly Anthrax sounded different. I mean, that record changed the way people interpreted
the game,
extreme
Mark,
music.
It really did.
It changed what?
Changed the game.
Yeah, game-changing record. I like that. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it raised the level of everybody's competency.
Yes.
Now, I know they're doing some stuff up there, but...
Yeah, well, we've had background noise going throughout these all these episodes. But where's the best place that people can check you guys out online? Obviously, iTunes.
I think iTunes is
easily. Do you have an actual site?
That Dandy Classic Music Hour. You can find all of our episodes.
We've
got about 180. Yeah, .com.
Okay.
We got about 180. No matter what you like, there'll be something you'll find that you'll like on there. We just talk about good music.
You mentioned Prince. This probably won't appeal to a lot of our listeners, but I'm an enormous fan of Prince. What are some of your favorite eras of Prince?
My favorite era of Prince of all time would be The Sign of the Times.
Yeah, oh, mine too. Yeah.
I mean, that is like...
Remember that movie, The Sign of the Times film? Do you remember that?
I saw it in the theater.
Yeah, I saw it in the theater.
I had that on VHS back in the day.
It's not available anymore, is it?
No.
Yeah.
No, I think it's only on VHS.
Yeah.
Wow. Now that he's passed away and his heirs are trying to make money, maybe it'll come back out.
Right.
We'll see.
Right. Yeah, I'd love to see that.
See how that goes.
So
but, like, Sign of the Times era would be my favorite. But, like, I would say up until about 1996, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
From, like, 82 to 96.
Sign of the Times.
There is a bad Prince.
Double vinyl. So many great songs. I mean, obviously the title track. But remember, it's like Starfish and Coffee. Housequake.
Maple Syrup and Jam.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell
the
yeah.
Cross. Remember The Cross?
Of course.
It was like two chords back and forth, like a E to an A chord, and just brilliant, on par with a Bob Dylan song.
Now, if
great
you want
stuff.
A panty dropper, Mark,
yeah.
Adore off of that album.
Oh, yeah.
That'll get it going every time.
And what was the Sheena Easton song off of that?
You
that
Got the Look?
Yeah, You Got the Look, which was a single.
Number
right?
two
yeah.
hit on the Billboard
chart. Yeah, and then he brought Sheena Easton back for the Batman soundtrack.
Yeah, Arms of Orion.
Wow, you know your shit, man. Yeah.
I did win Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Yeah.
People care about that kind of thing.
Very good. So. And it's the Dandy Classic Music Hour. We encourage all you guys to check it out on iTunes. Subscribe. Leave a 5-star review. Randy, thanks so much.
Well, many thanks for having me on Talking Metal, and I'm always happy to talk metal with you, Mark.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
Keep in touch.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.